One of the great things about being in the Church of Jesus Christ is that the church is just full of sinners. You know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some of us were pretty rotten, I'll tell you. I'll take my place among the rotten. But Jesus saved me and He changed me. He smacked me down and He hammered out my character. And I'm so happy for that. So I cannot judge anyone who comes to Christ because I know what I've been forgiven of. And then when Jesus Christ chooses someone and brings him into our fellowship, who am I to disobey God and ostracize them or shun them? But I need to embrace them and help them and bring them along in the Christian way. Look what happened when Saul, the persecutor of the church, was smacked down on the Damascus Road by Jesus. Oh, Saul had a reputation. He was a killer, a violent man. He was dangerous to be around him. And if he had your name on the list, you were in big trouble. Look what happened. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Ananias departed, entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me, so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from Saul's eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Don't you like what Ananias said to Saul? His first words, Brother Saul. Brother Saul. You see, Ananias believed that the grace of God can change anyone. So must we accept each other and be called brothers and sisters and not judge one another for our past sins. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you, Lord, that there were people in the church who received me with gladness. Help me to do the same, Lord, and help me this day to have the same kind of grace and mercy that you have. In Jesus' name, amen.